about today's No Sweat News. These are the bizarre stories of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Now, on Friday, we're going to do a little quiz on this. We're going to read you a bunch of stories, and you have to be... I'm going to make up one story.
Yes.
The other stories will have been on the air this week at 7:20, and if you can spot the phony, you'll have a shot at picking up weekend passes for the See Here Now Festival.
And that's going to be an awesome festival.
On the beach, Asbury Park, sold out.
Last year, it went incredibly well. So really? Expecting the same this year.
Hey, did you hear about the couple in Pennsylvania whose bank accidentally deposited $120,000 in their bank account?
No, I did not.
Yeah. Happened in Montoursville, PA. They before this little bank error in their favor, to quote Monopoly, they had $1,100 in their account, and then they logged in one day back in May, and they said, "Oh my God, we got $121,000 now.
That should be theirs."
So they went on a big giant spending spree.
Oh, bad,
and
yeah.
Now the bank wants it all back.
Nope. No, and I'm going to tell you why.
Yeah, oh, believe
me. Not to get all political, but I believe there was a thing called a bank bailout about 10 years ago.
Something like that.
And I believe the banks owe us little people some cash.
You know what? That's not a bad argument. I like that.
I'm sticking up for the couple.
Yeah.
They bailed them. We bailed them out. They should bail us out.
At the very least, there should be a big bowl of lollipops at the bank like there used to be in the olden days.
The Chase.
Right?
The Chase Bank on 138 has a bowl of lollipops.
These two numbskulls brought an SUV, a couple of four-wheelers, a camper, a car trailer.
Yes.
They paid off bills. They gave money to friends.
Oh, that's awesome.
And then in June, the bank figured out what their mistake was. The couple tried to ghost to get out of it, but now the bank and the police are knocking, and they're looking at felony theft charges.
Which,
come on, people.
You screwed up. It's got to be felony charge me.
Some middle ground.
Yeah,
here.
I agree.
I mean,
they're the ones who made the mistake.
I noticed that the only thing they didn't buy was new. They didn't pay to fix their teeth, which is probably where they should have started.
Okay. I mean,
it is PA we're talking about.
Ouch.
All right, Lisa, No Sweat News follow-up story. Remember last month the couple that was having sex in their car?
Yes.
And the only reason they got popped, no pun intended, was that they were parked in a police station parking lot?
Right.
Okay.
Location.
That's what he said. Well... here's why they parked where they parked. Because the trial just came out.
Oh, no.
when cops busted them, the he-she couple said, "Well, I parked there because I knew the parking lot would be safe."
You know, that's somewhat good thinking.
You can't argue with that.
No, I can't.
It was
valid.
It's also free. No police department is allowed to charge for parking.
So far, they're winning me over.
So,
I mean, second story in a row, I'm seeing it the criminal's way.
There is that. It's free, and you know it's going to be safe. And now, finally.
You know what? With that one, it all depends on the car. If you have a good old-fashioned van or maybe an SUV, I don't think it's a big deal.
Okay. It was a Maserati.
Big deal.
Maserati.
That's a big deal. Because that's very obvious. Because a Maserati is going to get your eyeballs anyway just because it's an amazing car.
You know what? You're right.
And then it's small.
Hey, look what's going on in there.
Yeah. Too much. Now, if you had just a nondescript, brown van, I say let him go.
Yeah. That's an interesting point.
Thank you.
Our final story goes to Scotland, where scientists have put the big giant nicks on any sort of Loch Ness monster in existence.
Mainstream scientists.
Okay. Bad news, monster hunters. A team of scientists from New Zealand went to Scotland recently to study the sea life in the Loch Ness there to see if there might be some sort of monster in there.
Love it.
Based on their conclusions, they found no DNA evidence of dinosaurs or any other mysterious or unknown creatures.
How can they tell what evidence is if it could have got washed away in the water?
They were able to identify all kinds of eels, though.
Ah.
And they're thinking that maybe it's just a giant, overgrown, really big, old eel that is swimming around.
But the one thing is, those are mainstream scientists. My MUFON scientists happen to know for a fact that the Loch Ness Monster is a genetically created monster from extraterrestrials.
Extraterrestrial, yes. Deposited there in the lake.
Exactly.
To swim amongst all the other eels.
Yes. I okay. don't know what the purpose would be, but you know, we at MUFON, we don't think of all the answers.
We just come up with the solution. You find the path. I getcha. That's today's No Sweat News, a two-day festival pass for the See Here Now Festival up for grabs on Friday's No Sweat News quiz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.